Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I can't get Windows unless I have a TPM. What the heck is a TPM? Is it spying on me? Because I paid for this machine. Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about trusted platform modules. There's been a lot of talk about the trusted platform module over the years, from accusations that it is a hardware lock on your computer that you otherwise own, to confusion over how it relates to Windows 11 installations, to vulnerabilities discovered that could weaken its protections. But let's talk about what it is. The Trusted Platform Module, or TPM, is kind of a hardware vault for passwords and encryption keys. It is a chip that is designed to store information for authentication and attestation. We'll explain why you need both. Authentication means it stores things like passwords, certificates, or encryption keys. Most of you probably get that part. Attestation means it can store platform measurements. That can be used to detect if your platform has been compromised or breached. Did somebody come by with a soldering iron and stick something in there? In other words, it won't give up the passwords and keys unless it's sure it's in the machine it's supposed to be in. That prevents people from stealing a TPM, putting it in another machine, and getting all your keys. The TPM can check at boot for unauthorized changes and protect passwords and keys from being improperly accessed or altered. All right, next, let's talk about who's behind this thing. Well, pretty much everybody. The TPM specs are administered by the Trusted Computing Group, or TCG. The TCG was founded in 2003 by AMD, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Intel, and Microsoft, but it's now made up of 120 companies. The TCG manages TPM's specs. It also manages the infrastructure requirements for putting it in a machine and the APIs and protocols needed for writing software that takes advantage of the TPM. Basically, each revision of TPM includes design principles, structures, and commands. The first machines with TPMs inside were sold in 2006. The International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, and the International Electrotechnical Commission, or IEC, standardized TPM in 2009. So it's an official standard, not just a proprietary thing. All right, what can a TPM actually do? Well, it has a hardware random number generator essential for any solid crypto offering. It can also generate secure, limited-use cryptographic keys, handy for securing software. And as we mentioned, it also can handle something called remote attestation. This creates an almost unforgeable hash based on the hardware and software configuration of the machine. If you, the authorized user, swap out a part or install something new, that hash is updated. There's a system for that. But if a TPM is just pried out and put in another machine, it won't match, and the TPM won't release any of its keys or even let the machine boot. That's often considered to be TPM's main job, making sure that your machine wasn't tampered with without your knowledge. The firmware and operating system manage authorizing changes, so the firmware in your machine, like for instance the UEFI, can create a root of trust to check if a configuration has changed and how to proceed. An example of this is the Linux Unified Key Setup, or LUX. There's also the Trusted Execution Technology, or TXT, which can remotely attest if a platform is using the specified hardware and software. That brings up one of the fears of TPM, that it could be abused by a manufacturer who wanted to control machines and maybe decide what software it could or could not run, or even more maliciously use it to record some user actions without their knowledge. Now, that has not turned out to be a problem, but it theoretically still could be. And not all TPMs use TXT, so just because it has a TPM in there doesn't mean it's going to be able to do that. Okay, so that's attestation. And that leads to TPM being safe enough to store your high-level passwords and crypto keys. That's the authentication side. One main use of TPM's authentication feature is for full disk encryption. Utilities like BitLocker and DMCrypt use the TPM to protect the key that is used to encrypt storage. So for BitLocker, for example, on a Windows machine, you unlock your drive by typing in your Windows password. But that password isn't all that's necessary. That password is combined with a longer encryption key stored in the TPM. You need the login password, the proper TPM, and the drive to be inside the machine the TPM thinks it should be in. Stealing the password is not enough to decrypt the drive. Moving the drive into a new machine won't work. And because of attestation, even moving the drive and the TPM into a new machine won't work because the system configuration isn't the same and it won't pass. You have to have the exact drive in the exact machine with the same TPM and the password for BitLocker to decrypt. Of course, that won't protect against someone who has your password and access to your machine. The TPM also can be used for DRM with license keys stored in the TPM so they can't be discovered or forged. PC Mag has an interesting analogy. It compares the TPM to a home alarm system. Turning on a PC or getting to disk encryption in boot up is kind of like opening your door. And the TPM is like the keypad for your alarm. The disk or the operating system is trying to enter the right code on the keypad to keep the alarm from going off. And if it does, then everything works. Of course, in the case of the TPM, if the code is wrong, it doesn't sound an alarm. I guess the analogy would be it blasts you out of the doorway and locks all the doors and windows. And that's just for boot up stuff. Email clients like Outlook use it to handle encrypted or key signed messages. Firefox and Chrome use it for maintaining SSL certificates for websites. And other devices like printers and smart home devices use it as well. It's worth noting now that there are 5 different types of TPMs, though you won't usually encounter them all. The most secure is a discrete TPM. It is isolated from other systems and its routines are set in hardware, so they're more resistant to bugs. And it includes tamper resistance that just stops working if it detects somebody trying to mess with it in any way. Integrated TPMs are almost as secure, but they're part of another chip. So because of that, they're not required to implement tamper resistance. Firmware TPMs are somewhat common. They're software, and they run in a CPU's trusted execution environment. So they're fairly isolated from other software because of that, but it's still not as secure as hardware. However, their affordability and lack of complexity mean they're implemented on low and mid-range devices. Intel, AMD, and Qualcomm have implemented firmware TPMs. A hypervisor TPM is the 4th type. It's hidden from software running in a virtual machine. It's basically a firmware TPM running in a VM. And then the 5th kind is a fully software TPM, and it's the least secure. It has none of the usual protections a TPM can because it's not in the CPU's trusted execution environment. It's only as secure as the operating environment it's in. Those are mostly used for development purposes. The latest version of TPM is TPM 2.0, issued under a BSD license. It's been required on new Windows PCs since 2016. TPM 2.0 is not backward compatible with TPM 1.2, though it offers many of the same features. One of the main advantages of a TPM, and why hardware versions are more secure, is that a TPM has a unique RSA key burned into itself. That lets it create new keys with an almost impossible to detect private key, and one that is pretty much as close to impossible to change as one could imagine. That's why software TPMs aren't quite as secure, because it's easier to change bits in software than things in a chip. Even the keys made using the burned-in keys can be kept inside the TPM and never leave. Requests for authorization are computed within the TPM, meaning phishing can't retrieve the key because it can't be copied without the TPM. All the authentication happens inside the chip and it just says yes or no. So there you have it. The TPM is a vault specially created to keep your encryption keys safe and your machine from being tampered with. In other words, I hope you know a little more about the Trusted Platform Module.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.